Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
The race to build a robot's mind is being won in the open. And the winning entry doesn't care what body you put it in.
February 15th, 2026. Alibaba's Damo Academy drops RinBrain on GitHub, 7 model checkpoints, Apache 2.0 license, 11 cookbooks, 1 pip install, no gating, no waitlist, no application form, just the weights, the code, and a technical report that reads like a blueprint for giving machines spatial intelligence.
And it hits Hacker News today. Front page. Because when you open source a model that sets 16 new records across embodied AI benchmarks, beating Google's Gemini Robotics and NVIDIA's Cosmos Reason 2, people tend to notice.
But the really remarkable thing about RinBrain isn't the benchmarks. It's the lineage, because this didn't appear from nowhere. Damo Academy built this in public, one piece at a time, over 6 months. And watching the progression is like watching someone assemble a mind. August 2025. Rinny C.
Rinny C was an egocentric cognition model. First-person video understanding. The idea was simple, but powerful. Instead of training a model on third-person footage of the world, you train it on what the robot actually sees. Its own perspective, its own visual stream, and you teach it to understand that stream the way a human understands their own field of vision.
Object recognition, spatial awareness, counting OCR, all from the egocentric viewpoint. 5 researchers from Damo Academy published on ArcSiv code on GitHub. The first piece of the puzzle. September 2025, RinVal 001, the hands.
VLA stands for Vision Language Action. This is where the model stops watching and starts doing. RinVala 001 learned manipulation from human demonstrations. You show it a person performing a task, and it figures out how to translate that into robot actions, grasping, placing, stacking, sorting. The bridge between seeing and doing.
And critically, it learned from human demos, not just teleoperated robot data. That's a much richer, much more available data source. Billions of hours of humans doing things with their hands, captured on video, suddenly become training data for robot manipulation. November 2025, RinVal 002,
This is where it gets genuinely interesting. RinVala 002 unified the vision language action model with a world model. The robot can now simulate outcomes. Before it reaches for something, it can predict what will happen, where objects will move, what the scene will look like after an action. It's not just reactive anymore. It's predictive.
A unified architecture for both understanding the present and imagining the future. Published on ArcSiv. Code on GitHub, still fully open. And now, February 2026, RinBrain, everything unified.
6 months. Eyes, hands, imagination, all rolled into one foundation model. 3 scales, dense 2 billion and 8 billion parameter versions, and a 30 billion parameter mixture of experts model that only activates 3 billion parameters during inference. That's the headline architecture trick. A 30 billion parameter model with the inference cost of a 3 billion parameter model.
Let's talk about what's actually under the hood, because the architecture decisions are fascinating. RinBrain is built on Qwen 3VL, Alibaba's own vision language model. But the modifications are substantial. They've added what they call chain of point reasoning. Instead of the model simply describing what it sees, it interleaves textual reasoning with spatial pointing. Think of it as the model reasoning step by step, while simultaneously pointing at the things it's reasoning about.
So it's not just saying there's a red cup on the table. It's saying there's a red cup, and it's pointing to exact pixel coordinates, and then reasoning about the spatial relationship to the plate. Pointing to those coordinates, and then figuring out the grasp trajectory. Drawing that path through space. Text and geometry woven together.
Precisely. And this matters enormously for downstream robotics, because a vision language model that can reason spatially with precision coordinates can directly inform a robot's motion planning. There's no lossy translation step between understanding and action. The training approach is equally thoughtful. They call it spatio-temporal training. The model processes egocentric video, not single frames, but temporal sequences, learning to track objects across time, remember where things were, predict where they'll be.
A spatio-temporal memory. The robot watches you move a coffee mug from the counter to the table, and 5 minutes later it still knows where that mug is. Most vision models have the memory span of a goldfish. RinBrain actually remembers the scene history.
And they've built global retrospection into the system before choosing its next action. The model can review past observations, like a human pausing to think, wait, where did I put that screwdriver a few minutes ago? Now, let's talk about the part that really matters for the future of robotics. RinBrain is form factor agnostic. It doesn't care whether it's running on a robotic arm, a wheeled platform, a drone, or a humanoid. The model provides the cognitive layer, the understanding, the planning, the spatial reasoning, and then specialized downstream models. The VLA models translate that cognition into actions appropriate for whatever physical form the robot takes.
This is a design philosophy, not just a technical detail. Compare it to NVIDIA's GR00T N1.6, which came out in January, GR00T is explicitly designed for humanoid robots. Their own description says generalized humanoid robot skills. It's trained on humanoid teleoperation data, bimanual arms, semi-humanoid platforms, whole-body locomotion with the Unitree G1. Impressive work, genuinely. But it's married to the humanoid form factor.
And this raises a question that the robotics industry has been dancing around for years. Why humanoids?
The engineering argument against humanoid robots is brutal once you actually run the numbers.
Consider the physics. A humanoid robot is a tall, narrow structure with a high center of gravity. Every step is a controlled fall. The entire locomotion strategy is based on dynamic stability, constantly catching yourself before you topple. This requires extraordinary computational overhead for balance control, high bandwidth actuators at every joint, and precise real-time feedback loops. One unexpected perturbation, a slippery floor, a bump, a misaligned step, and you get catastrophic failure. The robot falls, and a 70-kilogram machine falling from a height of 1.7 meters generates enormous impact forces. Damaged actuators, cracked housings, sensor misalignment.
Meanwhile, a differential drive wheeled base with two gripper manipulators handles 90% of practical robotic tasks. Warehouse logistics, kitchen prep, lab automation, hospital delivery, manufacturing assembly, all of it.
And the physics work in your favor instead of against you. Put the battery pack between the wheels at the lowest point of the platform. You get inherent passive stability. The center of gravity sits below the axle line, no active balancing required, no gyroscopes, no inertial measurement units feeding a balance controller at 1,000 hertz. The platform is stable by design, the same way a pendulum hangs at its lowest point. Physics does the work for free.
2 degrees of freedom for locomotion, 2 manipulator arms for task execution, and all the computational budget that a humanoid spends on not falling over, you can spend on actually doing the task. Better manipulation, better planning, better perception. That's where RinBrain's form factor agnosticism becomes a strategic advantage. The brain doesn't dictate the body. You choose the body that matches the task.
So what's actually available today? Right now, if you go to Hugging Face and search Alibaba Damo Academy RinBrain, What do you find?
7 checkpoints. RinBrain 2B, RinBrain 8B, RinBrain 30B, A3B. That's the mixture of experts model. Then the specialized variants. RinBrain Plan 8B and Plan 30B with for robot task planning. RinBrain Nav 8B for vision language navigation. RinBrain COP 8B for chain of point spatial reasoning. All Apache 2.0. All on Hugging Face and Model Scope.
The quick start is genuinely minimal. Pip installed Transformers version 4.57.1. Load the model, run inference. The 11 cookbooks walk you through everything from spatial understanding to grasp pose prediction to multi-step manipulation planning.
And they released RinBrain Bench, their own evaluation framework. Because one of the problems in embodied AI is that existing benchmarks test static image understanding, not the spatiotemporal reasoning that actually matters for robotics. RinBrain Bench evaluates object cognition, spatial cognition, grounding, and pointing across video sequences. If you're building competing embodied models, you now have a better yardstick.
Let's talk about the team and the broader context. 25 authors on the RinBrain paper, led by Ronghao Dang, Jianyan Guo, Bohan Ho, Sikong Leng, and others from Damo Academy. Many of the same researchers who built RINIC and the VLA series. This is a cohesive team that has been executing a clear roadmap in public for half a year.
And that ecosystem around Damo Academy keeps growing. Alongside RinBrain, they've released RinScale for training infrastructure, RinRCP for robotics context protocol, and RinMotion for teleoperation and prototyping. It's not just a model, it's an entire open source robotics stack.
The competitive landscape is worth noting. Google has Gemini Robotics, NVIDIA has GR00T, and Cosmos. These are formidable efforts backed by enormous resources. But RinBrain claims 16 benchmark records, surpassing both. And it's doing this while being fully open. No API-only access, no restricted weights, no gated downloads.
China open-sourcing frontier robotics AI. Alibaba giving away the architecture, the weights, the training infrastructure, and the evaluation framework. While much of the American robotics industry keeps its models behind API walls and enterprise licenses.
The 30 billion parameter Mo architecture deserves one more mention, because a model that carries 30 billion parameters of knowledge but only activates 3 billion during inference is precisely what you need for on-device robotics. You want the knowledge of a large model with the latency of a small one. Mixture of experts gives you that, and Alibaba claims it outperforms dense 72 billion parameter models. If that holds up under independent testing, it's a genuinely important result for deployable embodied AI.
Smaller, faster, cheaper. Running on the actual robot, not in a data center somewhere. Real-time spatial reasoning at the edge. That's the promise.
RinBrain Open Embodied Foundation Models from Alibaba Damo Academy. 7 checkpoints. Apache 2.011 cookbooks. Built on 6 months of public research, form factor agnostic, and, as of today, available to anyone with a GPU and a PIP install.
The race to build a robot's mind is being won in the open. And the open keeps getting more interesting.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.